We're chatting movies. Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven here at Minnesota Public Radio, is with us. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
All right, so we've got yet another person cast as Jack Ryan.
That's right. We've had Harrison Ford. We've had Harrison Ford. He did a couple. He did quite a few, actually. And then we had Ben Affleck for a brief moment in Some of All Fears.
That's right.
And it was 2001 it came out. People really weren't, I guess, in the mood for... Jack Ryan has a little bit of that jingoistic feel about him, and it just didn't fly. The post 9/11, it didn't feel right for some reason. I don't know why. It didn't work. It could have just been Ben Affleck's terrible hair in that movie. He was a bad hair point for Ben Affleck, and it was not a bad career time for him. So here we are, many many years later, over a decade later, and we have Chris Pine. Jack Ryan being rebooted, and this is the origin story. How did Jack Ryan become Jack Ryan? Now we know.
Chris Pine is now his second reboot kind of actor now.
He's good at it.
The reboot of Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek movies.
He's just the guy you look for these things. He's still young enough looking, but still he's got that perfect combination of young yet authoritative, handsome and like heroic looking, yet a twinkle of intelligence. Like he's got all that but he looks like he could be book smart and street smart. He's got a little bit of everything. So he works for Kirk and for Jack Ryan.
And so how does it work?
It's no good. It's just no good.
It's no Patriot Games.
I was actually looking forward to it. I like a nice thriller. I like Chris Pine. It's directed by Kenneth Branagh. I had some faith in Kenneth Branagh's direction. And I'd seen the previews, and Kenneth Branagh as the bad guy, a Russian man trying to take down the United States in a complicated financial/terrorist scheme. That sounded kind of fun to me. Uh-huh. I was all for that.
Sure.
It is such a slog, and it's not even 2 hours. But it felt so much longer to me, and I've realized I got home like, wow, the evening is still so young, And sometimes I think, maybe if you just showed up in the theater, is it worth sitting there for 2 hours? Is it the question, am I telling people, is it worth buying a ticket, and paying money to go see this? Do you need to rush out, or could you wait for DVD? This is one of those movies where at no point would it be worth it to sit down.
Really?
Like if it came on TV, no, it's not even worth your time.
It's not even worth sitting watching it on TV.
No, there's not much charm to it. There are no heart-pumping action sequences. It doesn't have much to say about the United States, about world affairs, about human emotions, It's just not fun. There's not much to say about it.
That's kind of a bummer for people that are a big fan of The Hunt for Red October and Patriot Games
right.
and Clear.
We forgot about Alec Baldwin.
How could we have forgotten Alec Baldwin?
Well, so you get Chris Pine's great eyebrows.
Yeah, you do.
I'm trying to figure out what's good about this movie. You get Keira Knightley. Is she any good in this?
She's fine. Kenneth Branagh is great. There's some great performances. Mm-hmm. There's some little witty exchanges. There are some nice scenes.
Mm-hmm. You get Kevin Costner, which is unfortunate.
Actually, it's not.
Really?
Kevin Costner is actually pretty fun as the wizened guy in the CIA who recruits Jack Ryan. It seems like it should work, and yet it doesn't. It just feels completely leaden. You really want that Hunt for Red October, heart-pumping, where the fate of the world is in Jack Ryan's hands, and instead, the fate of the world is in Jack Ryan's hands, and instead they take time out for him to, it feels like, oh, the fate of the world is in your hands. Let's just go over the side here and deal with this. Stay focused, Jack Ryan. he even knows it's not so important that he can't just run along on some little side tangents.
I wonder if Tom Clancy was still alive, if he would approve.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he would. Maybe this is what he was looking for all these years. Maybe he would like the kind of the leaden, slow. He was a guy who liked that. His books were really long and detailed. He wasn't really into the heart pumping, quick moving. Let's get it. He really liked the process and the detail. And he wasn't into the quick action thriller. I can't believe I forgot Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. Well, that was the first. The first ever Jack Ryan. Celluloid, right?
I cannot believe I forgot that one. That's an actually really really good one too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Harrison Ford took over for me as Jack
did for
Ryan
several
somehow.
Movies.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll get it right next time. In the meantime, yeah. Chris Pine will be back at some point as Captain Kirk, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, I do not think he will be back as Jack Ryan.
Oh, really?
No. Right. That is my prediction. Unless it could be one of those things where you think you're never going to see Hansel and Gretel witch hunters, and then it's really popular in Brazil, or it was a huge, and so suddenly you have it again, and all of the United States is looking, we're like, did you go see it? Why are we?
Why are we getting this?
Like,
right.
What is happening here? Mm-hmm. And it ends up, it just killed in Hungary.
And that's the reason that we're getting it again.
Yeah.
Stephanie, thank you as always.
See you next week.
Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio, joins us on Friday mornings.